Chapter 2, To Give and to Take. Ghost glanced up from the paperwork, eyes trailing over the expanse of trembling muscle in front of him.
"Keep going, Johnny,"
he said, eliciting a low whine from the sergeant. "I can't, Ghost. Please."
"You still have 5 more minutes. Keep going if you don't want me to restart the timer,"
Ghost said, pinning soap with a measured glare. Johnny all but sobbed and started moving again, trembling thighs bouncing him up and down on the large dildo. Ghost watched silently from behind his mask, eyes trailing down Soap's cock, so oversensitive and pretty, so red. Then his eyes wandered even lower, inspected the respectable mess that Johnny had already made.
"How many?"
Ghost asked, resting his chin on his linked fingers.
I don't know.
Soap's voice was torn by a shuddering moan, more clear fluid leaking to the floor. Ghost gently clicked his tongue, reaching for a small remote on his desk.
8! It was 8!
Soap yelped. Ghost's finger lingered just above the remote. A grin spread over Ghost's face, but Soap wouldn't be able to see it under the mask. He did notice Ghost pushing his chair back, though, the younger man's breath hitching as Ghost slowly rounded him. Ghost placed his hands on Soap's shoulders, rubbing gentle circles into his sore muscles. Soap leaned into the touch, didn't notice that Ghost was pushing him farther down until it was too late. Soap's sore legs couldn't save him, Ghost's relentless pressure forcing him lower onto the oversized cock. It earned Ghost one of those long, delicious screams.
Wrong.
Ghost knelt down and closed his hand around Soap's cock, making the sergeant whimper and squirm, desperate to get away. Ghost slowly began pumping his fist, keeping Johnny still with his weight.
No, Simon, I can't. I really can't. Please.
Johnny slurred, muscles spasming.
You can and you will,
Ghost cooed, reaching down to hook one of his fingers into Soap's already overstretched hole.
It was 9. You've come 9 times,
Ghost whispered against Johnny's ear. But the Scot was too far gone to listen. It was only Ghost's hold that kept him upright. Johnny was sobbing fully now, a slur of incoherent words spilling from his mouth. Ghost wasn't done yet, though. Wanted one last orgasm out of his pet. He still gently slid his hand into Johnny's, giving it a short squeeze. Johnny squeezed back after a few moments, weak but clear. It was all the consent that Ghost needed. Ghost's grip tightened around Soap's cock again. He could feel the Scot shake his head, breathy gasps escaping him.
You should have thought about the consequences before you disregarded your well-being.
Ghost purred, sliding another digit in next to his first one. Soap was so soft and pliant, fluttering whole eagerly sucking him in. It only took Ghost a couple of twists to find that little swell inside of Soap, the small gland that made the Scot convulse in his grip. Ghost held him tight, though, easy with how overexerted all of Johnny's muscles were. He could feel that Soap was close, could hear it in the way his sobs were broken by loud moans. Just a few strokes more and Johnny was coming undone with a loud cry, a spray of prostate fluid joining the mess on the floor. Soap was completely unmoored now, body going limp and eyes rolling back into his head. Ghost hummed in satisfaction, finally pulling Soap off the dildo that he'd made him ride for the last 40 minutes. It had been a simple punishment at first, Ghost having introduced it shortly after they started their arrangement. They had a counter running. For every missed meal, for every self-destructive habit, Ghost would add 5 minutes. Soap had been eager, almost certain that he wouldn't earn any points. He was quick to prove himself wrong, though. Ghost would collect that debt every week. He gathered Soap's prone body into his arms, bringing the younger man into the bathroom. This was also part of their agreement, the gentle aftercare and the words of praise. Soap just about lucid enough to lean into Ghost's touch. "No more self-sacrificing, hmm?" Ghost rumbled, as he washed the cum off of Soap's body. The Scot only hummed an answer, nestling his face into Ghost's neck. It was a non-answer, and Ghost knew it. Knew that Johnny wouldn't straight up lie to him. Johnny would be bone-tired and pretty much non-verbal for the rest of the day. It was a good thing that they were off duty for the weekend. Ghost would take his time to really drive the point home. A couple of weeks had passed, Soap becoming better and better with not accumulating points anymore. He'd earned 10, maybe 15 minutes of punishment at most. It made Ghost bristle with pride, seeing his sub make such improvements. Ghost had to put a lot of work into it, had coaxed Soap out of his old habits, out of the unhealthy routines that other doms had implemented. Soap came to him now, came to him if he made a mistake or had questions. He hoped that it was enough, especially now that he was being deployed on a solo mission. Ghost hadn't been away from Soap once since their relationship had started, had known that the day would come, but still couldn't help but feel some worry that Soap wouldn't fare well. The night before deployment came, and Ghost made sure Soap wouldn't miss him for a while. He worked him to the ground, making him bounce on his cock until the Scot physically couldn't move anymore. Then Ghost grabbed his arms and held them behind Soap's back, forcing him into a more upright position. Ghost pounded into him from there, telling Johnny how pretty he looked like that, so sex-drunk and ruined just for him. Ghost burned the image into his mind, would think of it while away, would use the memory of how tight Soap's hole was gripping him to get off in the nights alone. A part of him wanted to save the moment on film, but his phone was too far away and he wouldn't break their connection just for that. He chased his own orgasm now, had held off long enough to ensure that Soap was truly spent and exhausted. Johnny was putty in his hands, arched his back wonderfully so that Ghost could reach as deeply as possible into him. That's where he buried himself, grip on Soap's arms turning bruising as Ghost moaned through his own orgasm. He ground his hips up into Soap until he could feel a painful numbness take hold in his pelvis. He freed Soap from his hold and let the Scot drop onto his chest, pressing his nose into Johnny's temple. They stayed like that for a while, basking in the afterglow, soaking each other in, putting the other to memory. Once they'd finally settled, once they were both cleaned and comfortable in bed, only then did Ghost finally start talking about what he had planned for the 2 weeks. "I'm going to put you in chastity. You're not going to need your prick until I get back," Ghost said, slowly carting his fingers through Soap's mohawk. Johnny stirred some at that, but he didn't oppose it. "You're going to be a good boy. You'll eat 3 meals a day, you'll drink enough, and you'll take care of your body, correct?" Ghost continued, and Johnny hummed. "Words," Ghost gently reminded him, and Soap cleared his throat. "Aye, sir." His voice sounded deliciously hoarse, but Ghost knew better than to start things up again. He needed to get some sleep before the hello left in the morning. Soap watched his lieutenant board the hello, a low, pulling sensation aching in his chest. Would he be okay without Ghost's guidance? At least he had the comforting weight of the chastity cage to keep him grounded. He felt himself twitch against the metal restraints as he remembered Ghost's gloved hands fixing it in place not even an hour ago. It was a cage that locked, something that couldn't be removed unless it was medically necessary or Ghost returned. Ghost had left soap a key, though, had made it very clear to not use it unless absolutely necessary. Soap wouldn't need it. He was going to make Ghost proud of him. He was going to be the best sub. He was going to show Ghost just how good he could be. Ghost called Soap every evening, asking for a sit rep. He asked what Soap had done that day, what he had eaten, if he'd drunk enough, and if water had been a part of it. Soap told him everything, down to the dessert he picked out for dinner. He'd check in on how Soap was feeling with Chastity, if he was holding up all right. And Soap was truthful, at least for the first couple of days. But old habits were hard to kill. Soap missed Ghost, missed having the guidance from the older man, missed his touch. Soap needed Ghost, needed the release that his lieutenant gave him. He found himself straining against the metal cage more often now. He wanted nothing more than to get off, but he needed to stay good. He needed to please. It started off small. A missed meal, a forgotten shower, too much time spent in the gym or out on the training courses. Anything to get Soap's mind off the ever-burning desire in the pit of his stomach. Soap started lying, or rather, omitting facts during their calls, keeping up the smiling face and assuring Ghost that he was doing well. In reality, he was riding on 3 hours of sleep, inhuman amounts of caffeine, and a single slice of untoasted bread. What Soap didn't know was that Ghost had asked Gaz to keep an eye on him. The other Dom had been more than eager to help Ghost, keeping a nice list of all of Soap's transgressions. He'd send them to Ghost, who'd compare it with Soap's statements carefully, adding up the strikes. It was around the 10th day of Ghost's solo mission that Soap finally cracked. He couldn't take it anymore, couldn't take the pressure of the cage, couldn't even think straight with how on edge he was. Soap needed release, and he needed it now. Soap just about managed to get through the evening training session before he was stumbling towards Ghost's room, no thought lost to the dinner that he should have been having instead. He unlocked the door and quickly pushed into the darkness. It smelt good in here, smelt like Ghost, like his Dom. Soap slowly closed the door behind himself, locking it for good measure. He headed over to the nightstand, pulling it open to find the small key and one of Ghost's favorite toys inside. Soap wet his lips with giddy anticipation. Ghost had probably intended to treat him with the toy on his return. He wouldn't notice if Soap did a little prep work, right? No one had to know. It would be his little secret. He slid his fatigues off, let them drop unceremoniously before grabbing for the key and hastily unlocking his cage. He felt like he could burst just from that fleeting touch alone. Soap let himself drop onto the bed, making sure to keep his boots over the edge. He wasn't going to waste time with unlacing them. His dick was sore, tender, oversensitive even, and Soap hissed in low frustration. It wouldn't be as easy to get himself off as he initially thought. The mere sensation of wrapping his hand around his cock was nearly too much, let alone actually moving. A different approach then. Soap pushed up and fumbled for the toy, bringing it to his lips. He didn't have time to search for the lube, so he did his best to slick it up with spit alone. Deep down, he knew that it was a bad idea, that the dildo was sizable and that Ghost usually prepped him well before using it. Soap didn't have time, though. He needed to come, and he needed it now. Ghost's phone lit up with an alert notification. He glanced over at it and his eyebrows raised. He glanced through his scope once more to make sure that he was still in the clear before retiring to his cot. He unlocked his phone and signed into the security app. Ghost tutted softly as he saw who had activated the motion sensor cameras in his room. Soap was on his bed, his chest and face buried in the mattress. His ass was presented to the camera, almost as if he knew where it was, as if he was teasing Ghost, as if he knew he'd be watching. He didn't, though. No one knew about the little security system that Ghost had installed. Ghost let his eyes wander over Soap's body, watching him press the dildo into his tight hole. He could immediately tell that the younger man hadn't put nearly enough work in to prepare himself. Ghost could feel his cock twitch to life at the obscene stretch of Soap's hole. Soap was wriggling in discomfort, and Ghost clicked his tongue, groping at his stiffening cock through his jeans. He might as well take advantage of the show that his sub was putting on for him. Ghost could tell that Soap was in pain, though. Could tell by how stiff his body was. It made something possessive well up in his chest. Something dangerous. Soap hadn't learned his lesson just yet. Johnny didn't own his body anymore. It belonged to Ghost. Johnny was breaking Ghost's property. A plan formed in Ghost's head. The punishment he had planned had just leveled up. The flight back felt longer than it actually was. Ghost's thoughts returning to Soap again and again. The image of him fucking himself until he'd come was still etched into his mind, was still saved in his app. But the thing that had warmed Ghost's heart the most was that Soap had fallen asleep in his bed, curled around one of Ghost's oversized hoodies. His sub missed him, had never truly verbalized it, but his actions had spoken loud and clear. Ghost's phone pinged and he read through Gaz's latest report, adding another few tallies to the list in his mind. At least Ghost knew where he would be able to find the Scott once his hello finally reached base. He'd made arrangements that Soap wouldn't be missed for a few days. There'd been just enough time to put his gear away and give Price a quick report before Ghost was marching towards the gym with measured strides. He found his sergeant in the weight section, stopping just long enough to enjoy his physique before he was on him. Ghost all but scruffed Soap, making the Scott drop the weights with a loud clang. Sir, you're back already? Johnny sounded breathless, had that look on his face that told Ghost that he knew that he had done something wrong. My room. Now. Ghost growled, low enough that only Soap could hear it. The Scott went through a couple of stages of expressions, but in the end he just nodded and obediently let himself get maneuvered through the base. Ghost unlocked his door and all but shoved Soap inside. The man came to a halt in the middle of the room, sinking down onto his knees. The motion would have made Ghost purr under any other circumstances. Soap looking so obedient. Report Soap, Ghost said instead, crossing his arms over his chest. Soap looked like a dog who'd been caught doing something wrong, eyes so large and unsure, darting around the room. It did not escape Ghost when his sergeant's eyes stopped on the nightstand for just a second. Last chance, Johnny. Were you a good boy? Ghost asked again, pinning Soap under his glare. The younger man squirmed and he wouldn't meet Ghost's eyes. I wasn't. The answer was quiet, almost inaudible. Johnny? The warning tone in Ghost's voice finally made the sergeant look at him. I was good for the first week. After that, I dropped off. My schedule got messed up without you here. Johnny hurried, scooting closer to where Ghost was until he was situated right at his feet. Details, Johnny. Ghost would be lenient. He'd take off 1 minute for every confessed transgression. Something deep inside of him enjoyed how much Soap was squirming, how desperate he looked. Meals. I missed a lot of meals, or ate too little. Also, went to the gym too often. Soap began, and Ghost could see the gears turning in the Scot's head.
Anything else?
Ghost asked. After all, he was a gentle Dom.
I slept too little? Soap supplied, not making any attempt to continue.
Ghost sighed and broke his stance, getting out his phone and connecting it to the TV positioned opposite the bed. It definitely wasn't standard issue, a gift from Price from a long time ago. Soap's eyes darted over to the screen with a mixture of confusion and worry, his face dropping when he saw what Ghost had put on. It was the security footage from a couple of nights ago. Soap presenting himself so beautiful as he got himself off on Ghost's bed.
Desperate pup. Couldn't even wait for me to come back.
Ghost was hovering just behind Soap now, hands on his shoulders, making sure Johnny was watching his depraved movements on the screen.
Strip.
The command sent a shiver through Johnny, but he followed. Ghost stepped away from his sub, watching as Johnny folded his clothes neatly.
On the bed.
Johnny followed again, but Ghost could see the tremble in his limbs. If Ghost was rough, his actions would remind Soap of all the other Doms that had come before him. Ghost pulled his gloves off, tossing them to the side carelessly. He needed to ground his sub, remind him of who he belonged to now, that Ghost would take care of him. He lowered himself onto the bed, hovering over Soap, seeing the smallest hint of fear in those pretty blue eyes. Ghost let his hands trail over Soap's body, inspecting him closely, cataloged every inch of him.
"You've lost weight,"
Ghost murmured, leaning down to take in Soap's scent, pressing his masked face against Soap's neck.
"Didn't feel hungry,"
Soap mumbled, leaning into Ghost's touch. Ghost hummed, reaching up to push his mask up. He'd missed feeling Soap under him, missed how Johnny shivered when his lips trailed along his skin. Johnny tasted salty under Ghost's tongue, the sweat of the day and the gym still clinging to his skin. It pulled a low rumble out of Ghost's chest.
"Sir?"
It was a small, breathless sound, but it still made sparks light up across Ghost's entire spine.
"You disobeyed, right?"
Ghost asked, reining himself in again.
"Yes, sir," Soap breathed. "So you deserve punishment, right?"
Ghost continued, slowly letting his hands wander down to Soap's wrists.
"I deserve it." There his sub was, grounded and ready.
Ghost's grip tightened and he guided Soap's hands upward. He fastened the padded restraints around Johnny's wrists, making sure they would hold. Then his attention shifted back down the length of Johnny's body, catching on the glinting metal. Soap's cock was straining against the cage, heavily, pre-cum already oozing past the metal. Ghost clicked his tongue, wrapping his hand around the cage, easily engulfing it. He pressed into Soap's cock, through the cutouts of the cage, reveling at the cut-off noise that broke out of his sub's chest.
"All you had to do was just ask, Johnny,"
Ghost murmured, glancing back up at Soap from his position between his legs.
"Didn't want to disappoint," Soap said, voice so very breathy. "But you did disappoint me. You lied to me, Johnny."
Those words made the Scot whimper, tears forming in those pretty blue eyes.
"Was the orgasm really worth it, Johnny?"
Ghost continued to tease, his fingers pressing and prodding at Soap's overheated, trapped cock.
No, sir. It wasn't.
Soap was bucking up into his touch, arms flexing deliciously against the restraints.
"Here I was, looking forward to rewarding my good sub.
Johnny whined loudly at those words, little apologies flitting over his lips as his hips continued to buck upwards. Ghost tightened his grip, could feel something building in the way Soap's muscles locked up. Then he pulled back, stopping all stimulation. Soap keened, his hips surging up into the empty space, a ruined orgasm making his legs shake. Now that's a pretty sight, Ghost purred, waiting just long enough for Soap to drop back onto the bed before he was over him again. Ghost knew Soap's body well, had given him more orgasms than either man could count, so he was attuned to what it felt like when Johnny was just about to come. He used that knowledge against the Scot that night. He made a home between Soap's thighs, used his fingers, his mouth, toys, everything. He never let Johnny come, though, edging him until the Scot was sobbing and begging for release. Only when Soap's consciousness started wavering did Ghost finally free him from the cage. Ghost laved his tongue over the deep indents that the metal had left behind on Soap's cock, pulling a long, pained moan out of his sub. Soap was sobbing now, so overstimulated and yet so pent up. "Please, Ghost, please, 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 I'm sorry, so sorry, please." Soap sounded positively delirious, his face so wet with tears and drool. Ghost reached out and gave the Scot's flank three solid pats. A question, a silent check-in. He could see Soap's eyes straining to focus, could see his mouth moving to form the right words, but in the end, Johnny could only nod, brain too addled to form coherent words anymore. "Not enough, Soap. Tell me clearly," Ghost warned, moving up higher again, placing a hand on Soap's cheek. Three more taps, softer now.
"Solid,"
Soap managed to press out, eyes still not entirely focusing on Ghost.
"Good boy,"
Ghost praised him, rewarding Soap with a long, almost gentle kiss. Soap melted into the soft touch, more tears streaming down his already splotchy cheeks.
"Shh, pet, just a bit more,"
Ghost cooed, wiping the tears away.
"No, sir, please, I can't,"
Soap whimpered, body trembling under Ghost's hands.
"You can still talk. Means I'm not done yet,"
Ghost teased, kissing his way back down Soap's dripping cock. He dragged his tongue through the accumulated pre-cum, rolling the salty taste around in his mouth with an approving hum. He needed to ruin Soap so thoroughly that no orgasm ever felt right again if it wasn't given to him by Ghost. Ghost closed his hand firmly around the base of Soap's cock, causing a swell of swears to spill over Soap's lips. It was always a good sign when his sub fell back into his native brogue. Meant that he was close to breaking. Soap was straining against the restraints again, fingers clenching open and closed as his orgasm built up again, so close, nearly there, just a bit more, just a well-timed flick to Johnny's sensitive balls made his whole body convulse, a loud scream ripping out of the Scot. Ghost pet him through the ruined orgasm, cooing and praising him until Soap stopped shaking. Then Ghost began again, stimulating Soap and leaving him right on the edge of his orgasm. He'd let Soap settle again, then he'd stimulate him again. It was an endless cycle of build-up and denial, interspersed by sharp peaks of pain. Ghost pushed until Soap's body was completely gone, muscles so overused that they couldn't respond anymore. Soap's eyes had rolled back, his beautiful mouth parted on silent moans. Ghost hummed deep in his chest, raking his eyes over the view. His eyes stopped on Soap's cock, so painfully hard and red, so pent up and overstimulated. Ghost inhaled and blew a single gust of air up the length of Johnny's cock. It was enough to make the Scot come, his limp body not capable of doing anything more than buck and shake. Ghost eased him through it, massaging even the last dribble of cum out of his sergeant before he wrapped himself around Soap's unresponsive body.
I hope you've learned your lesson, Pet. In this world, everything of you belongs to me.
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for myself or for the author, you can feel free to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can do so on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic in the first place. And if you'd like to leave a comment for the author, the place to do that is the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening. The music used in this podfic is Meet Your Master by Nine Inch Nails. Reader's notes. So the author of this fic tagged it actually with Dom Sub Undertones. I changed that tag for when I'm posting it to BDSM Dynamics. And honestly, in recording this, I hadn't read it for quite a long time before this, which is how I sort of like to do things. I like to record them like semi-cold, like not actually cold. I don't know. Reheated? Whatever? I don't know what sort of metaphor we want to use here. But like, I like to have read them before, but quite a ways in the past so that I don't quite remember what's going on. Where was I going with this? Right. So I personally, as I was reading this, I'm like, I was imagining that this was a full-on BDSM universe where everybody's either a dom or a sub. And that just, it seemed to sort of fit with everything. Anyway, that's just my take on it, I guess. I really like those BDSM universe fics. So, you know, I really like that as a way of reading this one. Hope you enjoyed.